You always have my unspoken passion. Although I might not seem to care, I thank you, notorious Jokecast, for favoriting my station. Woo, 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 woo.
And that fat old sun in the sky is falling. Summer evening birds are calling. Action 25. Billy Joel ain't got nothing on you. Probably a lot on me, because I'm definitely not the singer that you are. But good morning. Thanks for listening and calling in to the Notorious Jokecast, and serenade some more. And I'll practice and try to get better. I'm sorry.
When that fat old sun in the sky is falling, summer evening birds are calling. Summer's thunder, time of year, the sound of music in my ears. Distant bells, new mown grass smells so sweet. By the river, holding hands, roll me up and lay me down.
Hey, good morning, party people. Dr. Notorious coming at you. I don't think we're going to have a fat old sun or summer laughing today in Ohio. It's my son's first birthday. Yay! He has traveled 1 year outside of his mother's womb. 1 year around the sun, that is. Every day was new until today. Now he's going to repeat for the rest of his life. Until we get out of the Gregorian calendar and go to something like lunar calendar that makes sense. Chinese and Romans and all the people that used it, but no, we have to use something that some dumb fucking monk came up with. And we have to have a fucking leap year because we realized the monk was a fucking moron. Yeah. Unlike, you know, the Jewish people, the Arabian people, Chinese people. Everyone else goes off some sort of lunar calendar. It makes sense. It's more scientific. It's based on holidays and religion. Anyways. Getting off our rant first thing in the morning. Anyways, yeah. Son's birthday. So we're going to have some fun. He's still, you know, fighting an ear infection, but everyone that sent warm wishes, thank you guys so much. You know, Resting Chamber, Angela K. You guys sent some nice messages asking how my son was doing. He's doing fine. He's a trooper. I mean, he still plays and tackles and attacks my belly button, which he finds the most hilarious thing in the world. I'll have to try to get a picture of it on like Instagram or Twitter or something, or a video. Just the look of utter delight and joy when Daddy's belly button appears and then he buries his face in it or jabs his cold ass fingers into it and tickles. It's like the Pillsbury Doughboy. So yeah, so I probably won't be on too much this weekend. I have family coming in, and then parties and cleaning stuff. So Dr. N will be traveling the multiverse with the fam. Hope y'all in the Anchorverse have a good weekend, and talk to you soon. If you see me on, let's join forces and do something. But cool. Have a good morning, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.